Perek Yud Zayin, Shmiras HaLashon. Shmiras HaLashon, Perek Yud Zayin, the Shara Zechira. Topic of discussion, Bayuvayar Goydel HaRachokas HaAdam, Milioyis Mi'ezrei HaMachloikis. The discussion here is how a person has to make sure he is not involved with aiding and abetting those who are involved with Machloikis. HaAfilu Im Bazeh Misayeya La'avi V'imoy. Even if a person will be helping his father and mother, where normally, of course, they have mitzvah kibud av aim. Here, a person has to realize that he can't help them to do something wrong. He should try with all of his might to make peace. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Gam yesh lo'i lo'odom li'zor mi'lo'yoyiz mi'ozi ha'machloikis. A person has to be careful to make sure he is not involved with helping machloikis to continue. K'dei sh'lo ye'onesh gam hu, that he should not be involved with his punishment just like they are. The Torah punishes the accomplice as well to an Aveira, just like the one who does an Aveira himself. The Nitbol is a secondary. He also will be punished. Come and see how bad machlekes is. Shekol ha'oizib machlekes hakosh baruch hu me'abe zichroi. Whoever is involved in continuing and helping machlekes hakosh baruch hu eradicates that person. The remembrance of that person is lost. Shenemar ve'ish yotza me'is Hashem ha'toichal eis. Chulei. The fire came down from Hashem, consumed his men. Ve'amrino amarav kol ha'magzig ma'machlekes oivir balav. Whoever continues and strengthens and is involved, participates in machlokes and controversy and fighting, he transgresses a negative commandment. Shnemar v'loye k'koyach adosa. He should not be like Koyach and his group. Yes, that's a good point. When he brings a pasuk of Eish Yotza Meisa Hashem Atoichal v'chule, is referring to how the fire went out and consumed the 250 men, when those men were not the instigators, but they joined into the fight, and that's what we're talking about over here. And what was their outcome? Ve'ish yotzo me'is Hashem. The fire came out from Hashem and consumed them. Ravasi Omar Royal Hitzareya, a person like this, who was involved with the Machlaikis and continuing and helping the Machlaikis, it's appropriate that he becomes a tsaras. He has tsaras. Ksiv Hocha says, brings the point, the connection between, like we saw earlier, one who is involved with machlokes, one who gets tzaras. Vayin la'el, we saw earlier in Perek Vav, where it's tzaras today. B'meshe kosvu b'shem sefer akonesh elafam machlif hakosh baruch hu esoynish tzaras banius. Where do we have tzaras? Tzaras can be found by poverty. A person who is stricken with financial difficulties. That could be an expression of tzaras. Where does that come from? It comes from the fact that a person is involved with machlokes. This is an oni. Now he's incapable of raising his own financial support for himself. He has to come to the aid of society. What's the midah keneged midah? What's the measure for a person to have to come to the help from society? The measure for measure is that he was dividing society. Now he himself has to lower himself, humble himself, and realize it's that same society, those same people who are going to be giving him when he was separating from them and separating them as well. A person, a thinking person, should always be aware of that which it says in the Medrash, Al-Apasuk, in Koheles, V'alakim yavakesh esanirdof. Hashem desires the nirdof, the one who is being pursued. What does that mean? Hashem desires the one who is being pursued. Hashem sticks up, protects the underdog. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef Amar li Yoilom v'alakim yivakesh es nirdof. What does mean Hashem? Is yivakesh es nirdof? Ata moitzei tzadik roidif tzadik v'alakim yivakesh es nirdof. You find if a tzadik is chasing is after another tzaddik. Who does Hashem protect? The one who's being chased. The one who's being attacked. At the moment, tzaddik, right, if At the next part, Tzaddik redef Rasha, Velakim Yivankesh is Nirdov. And Tzaddik is chasing after Rasha. Who does Hashem take sides with? The Rasha. Point is, Hashem takes the sides of the Nirdov. Rabbi Yehuda Amar v'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Hayroi li'oyed l'makadosh baruch hu teiveya domon shel nirdofin min haroit v'na kadosh baruch hu. His teiveya, he comes after the domon shel nirdofin min haroit v'n. Those who were pursuing, those who were pursued. Hashem says, why are you pursuing this person? Teidil chashekein hu, you should know this is true. Rabbi Lazar v'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra Amar af b'karbonis kein, Amar kadosh baruch hu. Shor nirdaf mibnei ari. The shor, the axe, is chased from who? From the lion. A is nirdaf. The leopard is chased. The chase is rather. The leopard is. A is the goat. Is chased from the nomer, the leopard. Keves bnei zev. The calf is chased from the wolf, by the wolf. Hashem says, I don't want those pursuers. I don't want those who chase. Let me just finish this. Hashem says, don't bring to me a carbon from those who chase. Bring to me the carbon from the carbon. They have the schus, the merit to come and be a carbon for me, those who were chased, but not the ones who are chasing. I don't want those animals. I don't want them as a carbon. I think the reason why Hashem protects the Rasha when the Tzaddik is chasing him, because at that point in time, the Rasha is the Nirdof. The Rasha is the one who's being chased. So the point is, the Pasuk says, Valakim Yavakish is Nirdof. Hashem, automatically, he takes the side of the one who's being pursued. Vim Kain, Yeshla's Bani, next paragraph. Mizeh, Kamo Yeshla Odom Laharchik es Atzmai Milioys Mi Oizrei Hamachleikis. Lirdof Tzad Echad Me Atzdodim. A person has to take from this and realize to make sure he is not involved with any machlaikas. He should not take any sides in machlaikas. Acharei shel basayif yisba HaKadosh Baruch Hu es daman miyadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come after that person and says, you're chasing after someone else. Hashem will collect the blood of those people. All the blood they spilled, Hashem will be after them. What's a person's desire? He wants to be victorious. He wants to get honor from attacking other people. You'll get punished with tzaras, with poverty. However, one who protects himself and guards himself from the brios, from machlekes, from controversy, he is a person who is respected by other people. It says in Mishlei, Perek Chof, Pasuk Gimel, Kavod le'ish sheves meriv. One who declines to get involved in conflict will gain honor. Kavod, he will gain honor. Le'ish sheves meriv, who doesn't want to be involved with fighting. Amru chazal, umayim meriva shishel adam atzmai, kavod loy im kavash. Kavachayim meriva sheina shaloi. V'machnas atzma l'soicha. The Medrash says that when a person, Medrash says in a person, "My Mariva Shehi Shel Adam Atzmai," a person with there's a fight, a person who's involved and he steps down in his own fight. Kavod Loi Kavash, he acquired honor. He stepped down. Kavachayim Mariva Sheina Sheloi. How much more so a fight that's not his business? What's he get involved for? Who Machnis Atzmai L'Soicha, and he's getting involved with this fight for no reason. with this controversy. Of course he'll be punished. Machzik ba'aznei kalev. Oiver misaber al riv loyloy. The one who involves himself with a conflict that is not his. He's like one who grabs the ears of a dog. I can guarantee one thing. I don't know too much about dogs. It won't be a pretty sight if you grab the ears of the dog. What's he doing getting involved? It's not his business. Even if the one who's involved is his relative, so he has to take sides. Even his own father. He should make sure not to encourage and strengthen this machloikis. Even if his father commands him and tells him what to do, what not to do in regards to this machloikis. If a person's father tells him to violate a mitzvah derabanan, we don't listen to him. The gam ha-ben, the gam ha-av, kulon chayavim l'chvayit ha-mokim, because the father and the son are both obligated to serve Hashem. V'kol shekein v'oven chomer shel machlekes, even more so when it comes to a oven chomer of machlekes. Of course, how much more so a person is obligated not to listen to his father. Chmaydan etzina b'nei kairach, as we find by the children of kairach, shlo nimshuchu achar avien, who do not follow in their father's footsteps, af api shezeh hoya bebizoyin la'avien, even though it was a disgrace to their father. What was the outcome? Al kein nimletu me'ha'oyne shabah la'avien. They survived. They survived the punishment that went to their father. And that was, the truth is, that was Korach's downfall. No pun intended. Korach saw that coming out from him will be a great Shmuel HaNavi. And he figured, if that's the case, of course I have to be victorious. Of course I'll win. So he continued going on with this battle. He didn't realize maybe it's his children that will be doing tshuva. And they'll remain alive, but he will perish. Let's just review what we learned here today, where we discussed that, of course, a person who himself is involved with machlokes, he has to, as we discussed yesterday and the day before, take a step back and try not to be blinded from the power of machlokes and to stop the machlokes. But even more so, a person who it's not even his battle, not his fight, it's not his machlokes. And the reason why he's getting involved is because of family, friends, relatives. He also will be punished, just like those 250 people with Korach va'adoso. They were punished as well. A person doesn't want to grab the ears of a dog, let me tell you. A person who gets involved with the machlekes, as it's Nisuk la'alocha in your day and Sim Reish Mim Sif Tezvav, that we don't listen to a parent when it comes to do something wrong. Why is this? Because both the child and the parent have to listen to Hashem. We should daven to Hashem to strengthen us that there should not be machlekes, that we should not be part of machlekes, but rather there should be shalom. Have a good Shabbos.